This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all those gardening questions. From the last hour, we have Bob hanging on with us. We were talking in regards to beans, and they were starting to be eaten. Now, I had some follow-up questions, Bob. We talked about them being eaten from the edges. And you said you're also not noticing any flowers or anything. Is there anything else going on with them, or are they, that's kind of really what's the information?
That's because we've been growing string beans, pole beans for years. In fact, the other half has one of these passionate loves for string beans, and it's going to be our survival food, let me tell you.
Okay? Yeah.
Well, last year's crop was horrendous. I mean, we were giving away string beans and stuff like that there. So that this year it's so poor, but I have to add one other thing, and that is the weather here in this part of Maine, and we're close to the ocean.
Yep.
So you know that the ocean affects the temperature.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a phrase, and I don't know if I passed it along to you. 40-degree temperature with 40-mile-per-hour winds off the bay doesn't allow anything to grow.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
I think that has part to do with what's going on, right?
Okay.
But I would look at a product out there. It's a tomato and vegetable 3-in-1, right, from Bonide. You can get it in a like a ready to use, so a trigger spray, right?
Okay.
It's organic. So it, you can spray it. You're going to need to spray it every 7 to 10 days, 10 to 14 days, depending upon how bad it is. I'm trying to pull up the information here on their website. But it's a tomato 3-in-1 that I have found that works.
Okay.
The other thing you could be looking for would be, you know, you could have a neem oil. If you already have neem oil, that would be fine to spray. It's called tomato and vegetable 3-in-1.
Okay.
Made of, it's sulfur and pyrethrins. It'll take care of any of those insects on there. Plus, it'll do some diseases. So I wouldn't, you know, so just as a 1-2 punch type there,
okay,
just in
sure.
case.
Sure. Okay.
I'd also look at doing, when you start to see some of the flowers, take a look at trying to help pollinate it yourself. And I would look at using that tomato and blossom set spray. right?
Okay.
So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, the 40-40 mix here that you're dealing with,
yep.
It's going to slow your crops down. And so the way with such winds, insects, bees, have a harder time really flying, right, when it's like this, right? So
sure.
Let's do something to help the plants set. And so this tomato and blossom set can be used on beans to help promote the flowering and the blossom set. So once you start to see a few of the flowers, you take this spray and you spray the flowers with it. Okay?
Okay.
And this
sure.
is helping, this is helping promote the pollination. You're basically helping pollinate it yourself.
Okay? Sure. I got you, Gus. Yep.
It's a hormone in it. Right, and it's going to keep going with it. So I just think it's in a situation that you're in at the moment, especially with the temperatures, and you're not in a drought condition. Just based on drought, you know, monitoring in Maine where you are, there's no drought. You're in a good spot. So it's not like a watering issue, those types of things. But this here, it's only going to help, right?
Okay.
Okay. So on the back of the bottle, it says, tomato and blossom set spray solution is ready to use as is. To promote blossom set and fruit development, spray the flowers and adjacent foliage. Okay, so it's not just the flowers that you see, it's the foliage connected to it, until the leaves are completely wet, and then repeat as blossoms appear or at a weekly to 2 week intervals. You know, look at, you know, if you're seeing bees on it, don't spray. It's not going to harm it. It's organic. It's 100% organic. But putting anything that's coating on a bee is going to, you know, affect it, no matter organic or not.
Sure.
So let them do their thing if you're seeing them. But if you're not seeing them, because, again, I think with such heavy winds, it's harder for them to get there. Do what you can to help promote more flowers. And that can be used on a ton of different flower, a ton of different vegetables. Tomatoes, beans, cucumbers, eggplants, melons, strawberries, peppers. I mean, there's a lot, right? And it's only going to help it.
I got you covered. Can I run one or two other small things? These are maintenance things.
Yeah.
We got a number of iris plants that had some beautiful flowers this spring.
Okay.
When the flowers pass, do I cut the flower stem all the way back to the plant, or do I just cut the flowered stem to like a foot from the top?
Yeah, so cut the stem all the way back to the ground.
All the way back, I got you.
It's not going to do anything for you. On those irises, too, if you're noticing any of the leaves turning yellow in that area, what some people will do is cut it back to about 6-8 inches tall, but kind of create like a pyramid, a triangle with the tip of, you know, and cut it back that way, help to rejuvenate it a little bit. But you don't have to do that unless there's an issue. So it's not something that you just do, you know, regularly. It's you do if there's an issue. That's the thing there.
Okay, one other small thing. This is a plant that goes back a couple generations to Ireland. It's rhubarb.
Okay.
My mother-in-law, rest her soul, when she came from Ireland, put rhubarb and hydrangea plants in her package. That's how much she loved Ireland, okay? So she planted them. And, of course, she had a large family, and so everybody in the family, including her favorite son-in-law, got these plants. Well, this year my rhubarb did a fantastic job, but now it's all gone. I mean, we've used it for you name it what.
Yeah.
How do I coax it back to life during the spring or during the summer and the spring and the fall? What's out on the market that I can give it a shot?
Well, so if you have any liquid fertilizer, like the Neptunes or any of those, I'd use that on there to just give it something back.
Good enough.
Sometimes it does need just a little bit of a rest. You know, and it'll start popping back for you. But, you know, something like that. Kind of continue with what you've always done, right? Because we don't want to change much on it. But at the same time, to give it something like that Neptune's, it's not too much, but it's enough. You could even throw some of the protolizer on it if you wanted to, just to give it some of those microbes. Okay?
Yeah, they all have their own whiskey barrel, so I can do all those individual things.
Oh, perfect.
And I'll call you again about that route that I told you I tried to send to you. I'll give you another phone call about that later. But I got to go in the water right now because it's getting warm out here. Okay, thanks again, Patrick. You take good care of yourself and take care.
All right, Bob, and wait another week. I'm not going to be here next week, so everybody else who's listening, I won't be here next week. I'm going to celebrate 4th of July. So,
no problem, Bob.
Look forward to your next call, Bob.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Patrick. You take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And a lot of good information just came out of that call. And I made sure I wanted to go a little bit more detail when it came to that tomato and blossom set spray, because if you're having issues with your vegetable plants, or even if you're not having issues, because we always talk about if you're having issues, let's talk about it if you don't have it. This is something that's going to help it and make your vegetables stronger. So I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another couple hours. We got plenty of time to answer your questions. And speaking of questions, we have somebody on the line. So, George, who's up next?
Paul in Massachusetts has a question about Milorganite.
Awesome, Paul. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick. First time I've ever called you, and you do a phenomenal job.
I really
appreciate the information you give out. Patrick, I have two questions. One is about Milorganite.
Yeah.
First one is about Milorganite. We have Milorganite, and we've got some brown spots on the lawn. Tomorrow the forecast calls for rain. So I was just wondering, is today a good day to load up the spreader? And broadcast it on the lawn, and considering there's supposed to be some soaking rain coming in on Monday. And that's question number one. The other thing I want to ask is, I don't know how familiar you are with the hummingbirds out there, but I have a hummingbird feeder, and I've heard something about a disease that's spreading among the population. I have not had many visitors to the hummingbird feeder, and I was just wondering if you knew anything about that, if you could shed any light on that. So just wanted to throw that out to if you could answer those for me.
Okay. Sure. So I have a follow-up question about the lawn. So you said you had some brown spots. Now, are they like circular form? Are they like, are you noticing something going on with the lawn, or is it just, you know, kind of just a process that's going through?
No, it's not overwhelming. It's not far-reaching at all. It's just scattered.
Okay.
It's just little patches here, a little there. But I would say probably if I'm looking outside my front lawn where I'm getting a fairly decent amount of sunlight. It's probably, I'd say, only not even 25%. You know, and in the back of the house, it's not a problem at all.
So you're looking really for a green up just to help it out, give it something. That's what you're looking with the Milorganite, right?
Exactly. And I know Milorganite is very effective on golf courses. I play golf, and many golf course superintendents I know tell me that they do use Milorganite on their fairways.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a great product. It's got iron in it, right? So the iron there will help green up those areas, and even the green part of the grass you already have is going to be even greener, right? So it is a good product to use. What I would look for you to do is if you could put the Milorganite down at the end of the day, like 6 or 7 tonight, I think it would be better. The thing is even the heat putting on it can sometimes burn.
Right.
Even if you even before it's watered in, those things, it just makes me a little bit nervous,
right.
Because it does have some nitrogen aspects in it, and that burns. And so, you've got the right idea with it raining tomorrow. I think I would put it in tonight, so it's ready. So even if overnight it starts raining, it starts putting it in there and working the best for you. So you're definitely on the right track when it comes to that. I'm 100% behind you on there.
Very good. Okay, and can you shed any light on the hummingbird? I have not been able to get hummingbirds coming in. In fact, I changed the nectar yesterday. I washed it out thoroughly. I did notice I had quite a few ants in there, so they needed a fresh coating. And I have it hung right where there's a hanging basket of the geraniums, because they're always attracted to bright colors.
Yep.
I just wonder, have you heard anything about that?
Well, you know, so there's always some things going on, but I think one of the things that we're noticing is, you know, hummingbirds have, some of them have already gone past us in this area. Some of us haven't, some of them haven't even gotten here yet. You know, the thing is we had cooler than normal temperatures, right?
Yeah.
We're starting to get into those warm temperatures. They're slowing their way to get up here. What I would be looking to do is, you know, take a look at the hummingbird feeder. Like you said, you just cleaned it out. How often are you cleaning it, right? Cleaning it maybe a little bit more often, just to keep it that clean look to it. You know, the bright colors, they love it, right? So keep those going on. But There's some diseases out there, but I haven't seen anything that's crazy about it. The thing is if you look at, you know, with everything, like our pollinators aren't there as much, right? So we try to promote the pollinators. I'd be looking at maybe planting some more native plants in the yard. Because what it'll also do is there's other areas for them to go other than just the feeder. So promoting other areas is going to help you with the long-term effects of it. Okay? All right, Paul, you have a great one. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Asfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone for has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Asfoma.
USA Radio News.
The Chief of Defense Intelligence of Ukraine told Reuters that the country's forces were, quote, regrouping and shifting to, quote, higher ground across the river. Now, in its fifth month, the war in Ukraine has left at least 4,000 civilians dead and resulted in an estimated hundreds of billions of dollars in damage. Former President Donald Trump celebrated the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade during a rally in Illinois. During the rally, Trump endorsed Darren Bailey for governor and renewed his support for Representative Mary Miller. This is all gearing up for Illinois' primary election, which is scheduled on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. The FBI has been called in after a blaze erupted at a Christian pregnancy center in Colorado. Authorities say the fire at Life Choices Center is being investigated as arson. Firefighters found the building with, quote, fire and heavy smoke damage. According to a press release, an evidence response team from the FBI is now involved. One woman has lost her vehicle due to an unfortunate set of circumstances, USA Radio's Kenneth Burns reports.
Susan Heckeis was the owner of a Jeep. Past tense because it was destroyed by Washington, D.C.'s Public Works Department. It was towed from its original spot to make way for a marathon, but it was towed to a major road where parking is not allowed during rush hour.
The last thing on my mind was that you towed my car and destroyed it.
Heckey says she wishes they had either called or emailed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, last caller brought up a question in regards to the hummingbirds right at the end. And I did a little bit more research. I Googled it because I just wanted to see what else they're seeing. And it's interesting, when you type in, why are there not many hummingbirds this year, the top says, the why are there fewer hummingbirds this year question has been asked by many people. So a lot of people are asking those same questions. And they have an answer of, the answer to the question is that because of climate change and habitat loss. Now, I'm not going to go into climate change because last time I did, I got emails telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. So that's fun. So I'm not going to go into that. But what I'm going to go about is the habitat loss. And that's what I was talking about at the end there with Paul, was adding more plants to your yards. So we're looking to help when it comes to pollinators. Pollinators means more flowers, which means more hummingbirds, especially if you get some of those great flowers, right? Looking at the trumpet-style flowers, it's easier for them to put their beak into it, right? So, looking at planting more natives, more pollinators, any of those things, something that is going to promote pollination is going to help bring them back. Right, so that's definitely going to help. So I definitely foresee us needing to do that. One of the things that I also saw, which I thought was an interesting aspect. So, say you take a look at how many times you're seeing a hummingbird feed during the day. So say you see six hummingbirds in one day. In actuality, it's six times that amount that you're seeing, that the hummingbirds are feeding from what you're seeing. So, If you have C6 hummingbirds, that means there are 36 times it's feeding. So if you're only seeing one, right, it's six times. Because you don't see them very often. They're fast. You only, if you're staring at it for the day, maybe you'll find it. But it doesn't always happen. But that being said, adding more pollinators, adding more plants like that that will flower, are going to promote the bees to come in to pollinate everything else, which then will bring on more flowers, which will then bring on more hummingbirds. So it's habitat loss on part of it, right? A lot of developing going on in the past, prior to like 2020. So there was a lot of houses going up, a lot of this, that, and the other thing. The housing market, we all know, is crazy. People are moving in, putting, you know, new plants, doing whatever. Those are the things we need to look at doing, is adding more plants. Now, you want to look into climate change, have at it. I believe it happens, but that is not up to me. Anyways, hummingbirds. The biggest thing we can do is create more for their habitat. The other thing you want to look at doing is, it's not about just doing it now, right? It's looking at doing something early in the spring. Why do I say that? Well, let's follow their migration path. So in order to attract them to it, when they, you know, we're here in New England, they go from Mexico, Florida, all that, those southern regions, and they will go all the way past us into Canada, right? And they'll follow those areas, but they start early. And really, they get to our areas, they start getting to our areas by the end of May. Right? So, you take a look at it. They made a map for the 2020 hummingbird migration map. It started in January of 22, January, at the beginning, and it ended on May 19th, 2022. Now, if you look at the map, if you go to this, right, and again, this was done on May 19th, they're already past, they've been throughout the East Coast, all the way up into Canada, Nova Scotia, that area. So they were there early. So we look to get some of those flowers early into our yard, right? So some of these plants that attract them, lantana, zinnia, butterfly bush, salvia, other annuals and perennials are good for them. You know, look at honeysuckle, right? Honeysuckle has a great flower to it where it's got a tube where it's easier for them to get into. Getting the red feeders is perfect to help them. But you don't necessarily need the hummingbird food that's out there, right? You can use usually like some sugar water. But this can, you know, looking at this, knowing that they come there spring, but realize they have to go back. And so if you do something early on their way back down to Florida, they're going to stop by again. They might be little, have small brains, because they're very little, but they're going to remember. So that's the other part of this, okay? Take care of them early and often. So there, you'll see some again in this summer, in the heat of the summer, headed back down as the, you know, the season goes towards its end. So it's interesting to just look at, kind of see some of those things, but they are tracking them. They know what's going on. You know, I'm sure you can get into something here, being that they're being tracked, but I digress. Anyways, hummingbirds, the website is hummingbirdcentral.com. It's got some information on there, tons of different things. Species, migration, how to attract them, those types. So definitely take a look at what you can do to help out. The other thing, you know, they even just a little bit of water out there will help, like in a bird bath, right? Some sort of water feature will help them with drinking water, especially in the heat. That's a good thing to add. Maybe having a bird bath right near the hummingbird feeder, right? So it's a food source and a water source. They need it. They want to bathe as well, right? So those are some things to be looking at when it comes to hummingbirds. But, I mean, think about it. You could use that at pollinators. It is pollinator month, right? We kind of focus on it this week. This past week is our pollinator week. And there are tons of plants out there that you could be adding to your garden for hummingbirds. So definitely take a look out there see what you can do, because it's definitely worth it. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So we got a little over 2 hours left, plenty of time. So if you have some questions, call us. And that's what we're here to do, is just help you out with any of the gardening questions. And no question will go unanswered. We'll do what we can to help you out. Now, what can we do today? It's going to be hot. I mean, I'm looking at 93 degrees today later on in my area of Chelmsford. It's going to be hot. So this morning, get out there and water the plants. It's such a necessity that watering in the morning on hot days is so important to do versus watering at night. Now, your plants want to be able to absorb that water and fill the plant inside, right? If you water on the hot part of the day, as soon as you're watering, some of it's already evaporating. Or the ground is so dry that it's not even getting deep enough. We want the water to get deeper into the soil so the roots will go deeper, which means they're more drought resistant or tolerant. Right? So we need to look at watering in the morning versus the afternoon. If there's anything you take out of all the things I talk about, watering in the morning versus midday or at night is the most beneficial thing you can do for your plants. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. George, who's up next?
Dada is calling from Chicago, and she's got a question about irises.
Dada, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering, since the irises and peonies have already bloomed out, I want to know, when do I cut them down and separate them?
Okay. So the flower, like, stem that's still there on both of them can be cut right back to the ground. Okay, the stem itself, don't, you know, not the leaves, not all those things, right?
Okay.
So it's
I've already done that.
Perfect. Well, that's perfect. That's what we want to do. For splitting them, for splitting an iris, at this point, I would be waiting till fall, if, you know, possible for you.
Okay.
Main reason for it is the heat of the summer can cause more stress on the plant, right? They say to do it sometimes in the spring or in the fall. The best way to divide your iris, right, is you start by taking like a pitchfork or a spade and you try to get underneath the iris plant as you can without disturbing the tuber there, right? And you lift the clump of iris plants out of the ground, right? Get as much of it up as possible. You'll notice that the plants have they're not separate, but they've kind of separated from the center. That's where you can break them into smaller clumps or smaller parts, okay? So that's the easiest one to do. You should for the once you've removed everything out, you're dividing that rhizome. That's the main. It looks like the bulb, right?
Right. You should stay above ground. Basically, stay above ground.
Yeah, so that's why it's a little bit easier to kind of lift it with the spade or a fork, like a pitchfork, because you don't have to go so deep, right? So you're trying to pick it up so you can see everything that's there. So we're not just cutting a spot and then we don't realize that the root system just ends like an inch later, right? So we want to make sure everything's good. And you can divide this rhizome into 3 to 4 inch long pieces. As long as they have at least one of the, leaf sections, right?
Oh, okay.
So it can be one or it could be 2, 3, but you need to make sure that the rhizome has leaf junction on it, okay? So that is a huge aspect of it. Now, there's a lot more to this, so I want you to hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, I'll give you some more information on what and when, what else we can be doing when the transplanting of the iris and the peonies. So hang tight with me. Everyone else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were discussing splitting iris and splitting peony. Now, one thing I just want to go back onto is I was mixing up my peony and iris, but on when to split. So peony is definitely the fall. The iris is about 6 weeks after it's done blooming is when you want to split it. So I apologize. On the other side of the break, I had said wait. But we want to do it 6 weeks after it's done flowering. So whenever that was, that's when you can split it, even if it's in the middle of July or August. What it does is it gives it extra time to promote the new growth for next season, for just everything, get its roots established. And so when it comes to splitting the rhizomes of the iris, like I said, 3 to 4 inches, 1 to 2 leaf junctions. And then on the leaves, you can cut them back to about 6 inches tall at like an angle. So it almost creates like a diamond at the top of the irises. And for the iris, this is what we want to do this every 3 to 5 years. Okay. Now, as far as the peonies, it's time to divide them in the fall. Once you start to see those little red, they call them eyes, right? So little red eyes on the base of it. At the time in fall, you cut off all the foliage down to ground level, right? Depending upon how big this peony is, if it's really big, small, whatever, you start at a minimum of 12 inches away from the center of the plant to dig it up. Okay? So minimum of 12 inches away from the main peony itself. Okay? From there, you want to have at least, you know, 3 to 5 eyes on each. Okay? And it would be something where you're going to make sure that the hole is decent size. You're making sure you add compost, maybe a little bit of all-purpose fertilizer, even in the fall, just to make sure it's okay. And make sure it's not planted too deep, right? It's 1 to 2 inches below the soil for peonies. Okay? I would also, at the end of the season, add mulch over the top of the planting area. So the mulch there, you add about 2 inches, so we're looking at about 4 inches of cover. It just helps insulate for winter, so it doesn't do a lot of damage during the winter. But just make sure when you're splitting them, you know, 3 to 5 eyes on there is what you're looking for on the peonies. Okay?
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right, Dottie, have a great one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And George, who's up next?
John in Maine has a question about hollyhocks.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi, Patrick. I have some hollyhocks, and they're starting to get yellow spots on the, well, actually, they've had yellow spots on the leaves for about 2 weeks now, and I'm wondering what accounts for that.
So a lot of times the yellow spots are caused by a fungus. It's usually a rust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be caused from mites on there, but it's usually a rust, right?
Yeah.
So that is something that I would be looking at using a fungicide. You could use, if you're looking for an organic fungicide, you could use copper fungicide, or the copper fungicide would probably be your best. You could also use a product called Revitalize. It's another organic. It's kind of the same as copper fungicide, just no copper in it. Mm-hmm. Or you can use like an Infuse, which would last longer. Whereas the copper fungicide and Revitalize, you'd have to spray every 10 to 14 days.
Yeah, I bought some Garden Safe Fungicide 3 yesterday, and I'm wondering, you know, would that be appropriate to use them?
It definitely would. Just make sure the temperatures aren't above 80 when you spray. The heat can really affect the spray and could actually do more damage to the plant. Anyways, I got to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.